This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. And, of course, we're here backstage where players are warming up for today's big match. Today, one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you ready? Ready, Emily? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. When people ask me if I jog, I say, no, I just play Starcade. You guys are pretty fast going through the hall back there. What's your name?
David Litwin.
David, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I go to Cupertino Junior High. I just graduated, so I'm going to high school. I like to draw, do models, and I do poems and songs.
Boy, give me a poem.
Okay. Well, all right. There's one I made up. For a class.
Just ran out of time, David. Son of a gun, I'm sorry, but save it for a little later. Emily, how are you?
Fine.
Good. What about you?
I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Really? Good. Nice to have you. You walk all the way here?
No. Yeah. We drove.
And what else?
I have a home computer.
Good. Any hobbies?
I like to ski and draw.
All right, that sounds just fine to me. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have the chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Munchmobile. Okay, David and Emily, shake hands. Go play Starcade, that's it. And Kevin, tell us about the five games we'll be playing today.
We've picked a great bunch of games today representing the best and most challenging games around. In slot number one, a brand new game, Crystal Castle, a jeweled fantasy. Then it's Pango, a saunter through an ice block field. To Arabian, a sheik in a fight. Then Ms. Pac-Man, a petite munch around the maze. And finally, Xevious, a battle to save Earth. Jeff?
Oh, it sounds like we're going to have a good show today. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Pick it in the first three games. Automatically, you win a valuable prize. Right now, Kevin will tell the home audience what the mystery game is.
Our mystery game is Xevious.
All right, that's the mystery game. I have a question for you, David and Emily. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick our first game today. Here it is. Hands on buzzers. In Mousetrap, how many dog bones are there? A, 6, B, 4. David.
4.
4 is right. You sure know your video games. Now, David, there's five games up there. What's your pleasure?
I think I'll go with Arabian.
Arabian. Arabian it is. So we will ask our resident Swami to tell us about Arabian.
Oh, what a cold cut, Sahib. Come with me now and see before your eyes genies and other truly magical things. It will be easy to climb, walk, jump, and crawl your way through the pages of an Arabian adventure, collecting letters in sequence to spell Arabian, kicking a few Oscars and Rockbirds for more points. But, oh, Effendi, pray stay away from the genie, and, oh, Effendi, so sorry, I do not speak fast enough to warn you of danger. But fear not, we will begin anew.
All right, David, Arabian it is. Now, you heard what Kevin said. Spell out Arabian in order, and you get some bonus points. Kick the rocks and kick the Oscars. You get some points there, too, okay?
Okay.
All right, is this your best game?
No, it's not.
Well, why'd you pick it?
Well, I want to get the advantage so that if I'm in the end, that I'll have the game I want.
Ah, so then you can get the Munchmobile, huh?
Right.
All right, David, turn around. You'll have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Okay. All right, doing fine. Kick. Oh, great. Look out. Nice kick. Boy, you're doing good. Plenty of time. Whoa, slippery pole. Got that now. What are we doing? Good kick. Line him up. They're going to trap you. Got to start from the bottom now. 22 seconds. All the way up to that A if you can. 15 seconds. Oh. Oh, good. Oh, 1,600. David, way to play. Really well done. Head on back. Here comes Emily. Come on, Emily. Okay, Emily, he got 4,600. If you turn around, please, so we can talk. 4,600, which is a pretty good score. How are you at Arabian?
Not very good. I played it for the first time today.
Just the first time before the show? Oh, well, I tell you what, we're going to have to wish you a lot of luck then, because this is kind of a tough game. You're going to have 50 seconds. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready? Get set. Play. All right, there's the A. That's a good start. Yard. Oh, good. Got it. Watch out. Out for the genie. Don't get trapped up there. What are you gonna do? Oh no, I just start you from the bottom now. 20 seconds left. Don't forget to kick. Kick. Ah, oh, yeah, that's it. Got them both. Oh, you have a little more time, 8 seconds. $600. Not bad on Arabia. Not bad at all, Emily. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starrcade. Don't go away.
What's up with that?
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starrcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Munchmobile. On a run for home, munching along the way on fruit and fish, grabbing up fuel on the fly, Munchmobile, furnished by Centuri. And now time for more Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev, let's see where we stand after that first game. David, you have a score of 4,600. Emily, you have 2,600. Okay, 2,000 points separating the two of you. David in the lead. Of course, there's one more game to be played in this round. At the end of the round, we'll total the points up scored on both games, and that will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So, Emily, you want to get the answer to this question if you can. Of course, David has an equal chance. Hands on buzzers. What color is the nibbler? A, red and white. B, red and yellow. David.
Red and white.
Red and white is right. Oh. You are so sharp at this. As you know, we have four games left up there. One of them is the mystery game. Which game do you want to play, David?
Pango.
Pango. Pango it is. And now we'll go to our own little penguin, Kevin, and he'll tell us how to play the game.
And I only have ice for you, Jeff. Pango the penguin swaggers his way through an ice block field, avoiding the snow bees, crumbling the ice blocks in his way, and trying to line up the three diamond blocks in a row for big points. He can score extra points by freezing a bee against a wall, or crumbling the flashing blocks where the snow bee eggs are hatching. Or Pango can stop a snow bee with an ice block. The whimsical Pango, master of the ice.
Well, David and Emily, usually I give advice, some little hints in the games. I am so bad at this game. I know that if you line up the diamond blocks, you get extra bonus points, but I don't know whether you have time enough to do that in 50 seconds. What do you think?
I don't think so. I'm not that good at it either.
What are you going to do? Just go for the snow bees?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
All right, remember, if you see a flashing block, try to kick that because that'll be extra points.
Okay.
Ready to go? You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Five seconds. 490 points. That's a tough game. I think you did fine, David.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, head on back. Emily, come on down. Now, Emily, he picked Pango. I don't know how good you are at this game, but he got 490 points. A chance for you to score some points here.
I don't know. I'm not very good at this one either.
Do you have one of these that you're good at?
Yeah.
Well, we hope that you get a chance to pick the game next time then. I bet you picked that one. Okay, this is Pango. 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Coming up. Some points, 620 points. You gained back a little over your loss. Let's go back and let's see what happens when we add up all of the scores. You both had a chance to play Arabian and Pango, and one of you now is going to play for a very special prize. So let's total up the scores from both games. And David, you have 5,090. Emily, you have 3,220. David, come on down. You play the name of the game board. Okay, David, you know how to play this. Behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. You name the games correctly, we have a prize for you. Any last words?
No, I'll just try my best.
Well, that's going to be good enough, I hope. Turn around in the upper left-hand corner. Screen number one, David, is that reactor or vortex?
That's reactor.
Reactor, you're right. Screen number two, chopper command or rescue?
Rescue.
Rescue, that's two. Screen number three, make tracks or Amidar?
Amidar.
Amidar is right. Here's the fourth one coming up. Zookeeper or cage chase?
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper is right. You got all four. You sure know your arcade games, and Kevin knows he's going to give you a prize.
It's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
All right, David, so far, my friend, you've done very, very well. But we have another round coming up, and we'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade and see who's going to have a chance to take Muchmobile home.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. This is a party Starcaders dream about. These players have been invited to play some brand new Atari games to make suggestions about how to make the games more exciting before the release to you, the players. Game designers observe from behind a concealed window, taking note of player reaction and interest in the game. After this playing party, designers get together to compare notes and determine if refinements are needed. A video arcade game will typically go through several of these player tests before it's ever seen in the arcades. Time now for Starcade, and Jeff, this sounds like a party all of our Starcaders would like an invitation to.
We all got our invitations, Kevin. You mean you didn't get yours? Oh, well, your mail must be late. I'm sure it'll come. Okay, here we are at round two. This is the big challenge. David and Emily, there's only one game left to play. Only 40 seconds left to play this one. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all games will get a chance to win that Munchmobile. So you ready for the last question? All right, David, Emily. Emily, you're going to want to choose a game, so think carefully here. How many different kinds of games in the game Journey? A. Yes, David.
Six.
Six, yes. A, five, B, six. Six is right. Well, David, there's no stopping you. We have three games left up there. We have Xevious, we have Ms. Pac-Man, and we have Crystal Castles, and the mystery game is yet to be discovered. Which one are you going to ask for?
Xevious.
You did it. That's a mystery game. Kevin, what does David win now?
It's Konica's new Disc 15, the world's first autofocus disc camera. Get sharp pictures from 14 inches to infinity automatically. The only disc camera on Earth with autofocus, Disc 15 by Konica.
All right, Kevin. Well, you picked Xevious, David, and I know that you know how to play it, but let's just see if Kevin does.
Of course I do, Jeff. You're in control of the Solvaloo, an aircraft with mind-boggling capabilities on a mission to protect Earth from invaders. Search and destroy over 32 different enemy targets on land and in the air. You'll search out the enemy in an ever-changing landscape of forests, oceans, desert, rivers, and landing strips. Encounter forces beyond your imagination, like the deadly Bacula resistor shields. They're a flotilla of floating mirrors. It's battle for the planet Earth in Xevious.
All right, David, so far you've got the name of the game prize, you got the mystery game prize, you've picked all three games. You're really getting on my nerves, David.
Sorry.
You're a real good player. You have 40 seconds this time for Xevious, and I shouldn't really bother to give you any hints at all. You just know what you're doing. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. 40 seconds for Xevious. Get ready, get set, play. Coming up. Got them both. Well, Emily, old David gave us a score to shoot for, didn't he?
Yeah, I sure did.
I know it. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to wish you good luck. Maybe something wild will happen, you just really do great. 40 seconds to play. You ready? Get set. Play. Okay, another solo view coming up. There we go. Good. Be careful. Oh, another solo view coming. You have one more to go. 15 seconds. Emily, let's head back to the old podiums back there. I don't think there's too much doubt about the outcome of this one. We are going to total up the scores and find out who's going to go for Munchmobile. David, you have a total of 8,600. Nicely played. Emily, you have 3,790. David's the winner. Emily ran into a little tough luck, but I'm glad you were here on the show. Hope you had a good time.
I did.
Good, and we have some nice gifts for you, too. Thanks for being with us. And you, David, you're just going to take it all home so far. We have a special prize for you for being the winner. Kevin?
It's the Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander, packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
Okay. David, are you ready to go home now?
No.
You're not?
No way.
You want to do something else?
You bet.
I bet you do, too. You're going to play for Munchmobile in just a moment. We'll see if you can take that home with you. And welcome back to Starcade. Well, David, you've had quite a day for yourself, and now comes the big challenge. This is a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Ms. Pac-Man and Crystal Castles. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Ms. Pac-Man, you'd have to score at least 2,975 points. And if you pick Crystal Castles, you'd have to score at least 7,166 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. I understand you reached your decision and you picked...
Crystal Castles.
Crystal Castles it is, then. That means if you score 7,166 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize, and that is Munchmobile. So let's listen to Kevin while he tells us about Crystal Castles, and then we'll go over and get ready to play.
This is a fantasy land where you magically become Bentley Bear, lost in a land where jewels line the streets and grow from the Crystal Castle. Gather them up, but be wary of magical creatures that guard them, like walking trees and gem eaters that collect the gems themselves. Yeah. If you can get to one of the gem eaters while he's swallowing a gem, you can make big points. And there's a magic hat, and once in a while a honey pot that will also score big points. This is a land of mystery and magic. You're on a trip through the Crystal Castles.
Okay, David, you heard Kevin. You get the honey pot, that's points. Get the magic hat on, they can't hurt you for a little while. You'll notice if the gem eaters are eating because you'll see the gems going up their body, okay?
Okay.
All right, you need 7,166 points in 30 seconds. We wish you good luck. I hope you take it all home with you. Ready? Get set. Play. That's all right. 20 seconds. Now you gotta go fast. 10 seconds, you gotta move now. Go, go, go. Go. You did it! You did it, David! With the last second to go. Good for you. You got yourself a Munchmobile. You're terrific. Way to go. David got it all. This is Jeff Edwards. See you in the next Starcade. Until then, I hope all of your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.